Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to discuss with you today is basically two words, the Ram. Right? That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the famous Shita of the Ram that's quoted in the Dapei Harif on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Ram B'Shem the Yerushalmi. So let's look at it inside, and then we'll discuss the way it's brought in the poskim, etc. Umihu, Birushami Mashma, the Kohani Plukta Lesnuhu Allah Bashes Sokan, Me'agabe Kira Me'er Shabbos, Lohechziran Achechashecha. Zak the Ran, that all the distinctions that are found in the Gemara, Odin Biyodo Daita, Lahachzir, etc., are only true when you removed it from the Kira Erev Shabbos, and you're going to return it first when it's dark. But if you remove it from the Kira on Shabbos, so those distinctions do not apply. Now, Yesh Lach Kar, which distinctions is the Ran talking about? Is the Ran talking about distinctions of Oidam B'yadon Daito L'Hachzir? Or maybe we could say razzle dazzle within the Ran, that the Ran is even talking about distinctions like Nitztanein L'Gamrei versus Nat, that we mentioned lahalacha, maybe even the distinction of garafakatum and the like, right? I don't know, but the fact is the Ran is saying all of these distinctions are only true when you removed it from the pot erev when you removed from the fire in erev Shabbos. What's this Yerushalmi? So zak the Ran the garsinan hasan. We learned in the Yerushalmi not lomi ba'od yom, machzir mi ba'od yom, not lomi shechashecha. If you take the pot off Erev Shabbos, put it back Erev Shabbos. Take it off on Shabbos, you put it back. Not lomi ba'odyoy v'kiddush olav hayom. So Reb Simi ben Chadai says in the name of Reb Oshaya, hinicho osur l'taltalo. Right? In other words, if you picked it up on Erev Shabbos, and you want to put it back on Shabbos, that's when we say hinichai asar l'taltalai. Once you put it down, you're not allowed to move it, because once you put it down, l'cha'ora hachazara is going to be asar. Ari Adler was bothered by the kasha. How come the lashon haran sounds like hechziro is asar l'taltalai? It sounds like it's an isser of mukta of some sort. If we're talking about that, the food's already fully cooked, so the ha'ara, what should be the isser of mukta, right? You just can't put the food back. That was your ha'ara. I'm not sure what to do with it. I think it is a strong ha'ara. I don't know. Arev Elazar b'shem Reb Oshaya, Mishar Yisrael Yisus Reb Chiya HaGadol, V'yisi Malo Chamin Medyuta Tachton Medyuta Oyona. That's the same case in our Gemara, that we took the hot water from the lower level to the upper level. Based on this Yerushalmi, you see that the only time when we need the rules, and presumably now he's talking about the rules of Oidam Yadin Daito L'Hachzir, which I continue to discuss in the Yerushalmi, the only time you need that is when you removed it on Erev Shabbos and you want to return it on Shabbos. But if you remove it on Shabbos itself, then you don't need those rules. Then the Ran adds, V'al Derech Zeh, you can explain the Lashon HaGemara, L'divrei HaOmer Machzirin Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. And everyone is bothered, what's the Afilu B'Shabbos? Zok the Ran, I'll tell you what Afilu B'Shabbos means. That even though the only thing you're doing is Hachazara on Shabbos, right, because the pot was removed from Erev Shabbos, nonetheless, still, we have these rules and regulations that Odom Yodah, that's what Hachzir is going to help. But if it's Silek B'Shabbos, then B'Kolu Gavna Shari. So that's the famous Ran, and as we know, the Ran is upkepaskin in the Ramah, and we'll discuss it further in a minute. Mr. Adler.
Yes. According to the Yerushalmi, the story of
So apparently the Yerushalmi is saying that the story of Reb Oshi on their taking the Chamim to Yuta El Yona is talking about that they removed it on Erev Shabbos and they want to put it back on Shabbos. Right? And that's why we have a raya from it, no? And the Chazon Ish already is bothered by the kasha. There's two Chazon Ishes over here. It's Lamed Zayin Osches at the end, and Lamed Zayin Osyud Beis. The Chazon Ish is bothered by a kasha that Mehecha Tesi, that story of Rebbe Elazar b'Shem Rebbe Hoshaya, is talking about when they took the stuff off on Erev Shabbos. Right? There's zero indication that that was the case, but the Ran is understanding that that's the situation. So that's Nekuda Rishona. Good? Now, do we pass in like the Ran or not? So the Beis Yosef has two discussions of the Ran. One is at the very end of Reish Nun Gimel, in Se'if, what we would call Se'if Hei, and the other is in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Beis. In Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Beis, in the Beis Yosef's discussion of the Ran, the Beis Yosef basically quotes that the Ran is Mako when it's sealed for Shabbos that you could put it back. And he writes, V'davar Pashatu She'ein Kein Das Toisvis V'harosh V'siyatam She'harei Heim Osrim L'hachzir Afilu Miba'odiyom Samach L'chashecha V'koshekein L'hachzir B'shesilek Mishachashecha. Right? We had a Toisvis at the beginning of the parak that there's an Isser HaChazar on Erev Shabbos. Zuck the Beis Yosef. If there's an Isser of Hachazara on Erev Shabbos, unless of course you are being Mekayim, the rules of Hachazara, that means you pick the pot up Erev Shabbos, you want to put it back Erev Shabbos, it's going to be Osar. So al achas kama v'kama toivu mechupel aslamoko malenu, there should be an Isser of Hachazara if you take the pot up on Shabbos, you want to put it back on Shabbos. The Ran is saying, if I pick the pot up on Shabbos and want to put it back on Shabbos, I don't need any rules of Hachazara. Zuck the Beis Yosef, but that is against Tosfos and the Rosh, because Tosfos and the Rosh are mechadesh that there's a din of Hachazara on Erev Shabbos also. If there's Hachazara on Erev Shabbos, so certainly there's going to be a din of Hachazara on Shabbos. Good? Comes along the Chazon Ish, right? Abraham, Yeshaya, Karelitz, who lived in B'nai Brak. I tell you the story about my father's learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael in 48-49. My grandfather sent him, so my grandfather told him he should try to connect with all the Gedolei Yisrael. He should try to see everybody at least once. So my father went to B'nai Brak to meet the Chazon Ish, and he to travel from, I think at that time he was already in Chevron, traveling Yerushalayim to B'nai Brak, it was like a schlep and a half. He gets to the Chazon Ish and he walks into the room and he said like he felt an unbelievable amount of Kedusha. He felt like fire going on. He spent like 10 minutes with the Chazon Ish. That was like the whole thing. He got back to Yerushalayim and he was sick with like a high fever for like 2 weeks. Apparently he had dehydrated. It was like running 104 fever. He got like really, really sick from this. He thought, it probably was the Kedusha of the Chazon Ish also, but he thought like that the fire he felt was the Kedusha of the Chazon Ish. It was really some fever that he developed. Okay. Chazon Ish writes as follows. This is the Chazon Ish in Osiyud Beis. That the Beis Yosef Tainas, that the Ran is against Tosfos and the Rosh. So the Chazon Ish, no, it's not. What's the Ran saying? The Ran is saying that I am allowed to put a pot back, even though the pot was agave karka, provided I pick that pot up on Shabbos, right? Even if it's tiniach agave karka, that's what the Ran says. The din of Hachazara on Erev Shabbos that Tosfos and the Rosh speak about. So the Rosh wrote clearly in Siman Beis that the din of Hachazara on Erev Shabbos doesn't require all the rules of Hachazara. The Rosh wrote in Siman Beis that Hachazara on Erev Shabbos only requires that it's Garif HaKotum. No? There's no requirement of Hachazara, there's no requirement of all the conditions of Hachazara with Hachazara and Erev Shabbos. The only din that is required is Garif HaKotum. Right, we point out there's a stira in the Rush, between the Rush in the beginning of the fourth perek and the Rush here, no? And we had two ways of answering that stira in the Rush way back when. But Lemaisa, the Rush is not being Mechayiv, and presumably Tosfos and the Rush is the same base medrash, so they're never saying that if it's Hiniach Agave Karka on Erev Shabbos, you can't put it back. Or if Hiniach Agave Karka, right, like you can't put it back. Mehechatesi. Right? All they're saying when they're Mechadish and there's a din of Hachazorah, even on Erev Shabbos, is that it has to be Garfu Katam. Right? Hada Asami Ba'odiyom Lahatsi Be'sham Afbe Grufu Ketuma, Hayim Ba'odiyom, etc. Right? Miba od yom, you need grufo ketuma. But the rest of the conditions of hachazara are not required. So the Chazanish has a tie on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, you're saying that there's a machlokas between the Ran against Tosfos and the Rush. But if you read the Rush himself, there's no machlokas. Of course, the Chazanish is just assuming that the real Rush is the Rush in Perek Kira. If the real Rush is the Rush in Perek Bametoimin Simon Beis, right, that we also referenced earlier. So over there, the Rush says that you need all the conditions of Hachazara by Hachazara and Erev Shabbos. So in fact, the Beis Yosef has a good Raya. Okay, good. So the Chazon Ish at first says that there's no raya that Tosfos and the Rush is against the Ran, because, like we mentioned, all they say is that Hachazar and Erev Shabbos requires Grufo Ketuma. But then the Chazanish Tainas, at the end of the first paragraph in Os Yud Beis, that maybe there is a raya that Tosfos and the Rush are against the Ran, and that's from the Hemshech of the Ran. The Ran says, according to me, you understand what the Lashon of the Gemara is, when the Lashon of the Gemara says, L'divrei ha'omer machzirin, machzirin afilo b'shabbos. Right? According to me, that the dinim of Hachazara are true, I should say like this, Zot the Ran, according to me, the dinim of Hachazara are only necessary, all the conditions, only necessary when all you're doing is hachazara on Shabbos. So the Lashon HaGemara is beautiful. Machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. Even if all I'm doing is hachazara, it still is okay. Right? That's what the Ran says. Zok de Chazanish, that would mean l'cha'ora, that everyone who does not say the Ran's insight into the translation of Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos, everyone else disagrees with the Ran. In other words, the Beis Yosef tells me that Tosfos and the Rosh disagree with the Ran, and his Raya is the fact that Tosfos asks Chazara on Erev Shabbos. Zach the Chazon Ish, that itself is not a Raya, because when they ask of Chazon Erev Shabbos, all these things that you group for Ketubah. But the Chiddush of the Ran, about Hanocha, about Yimicha Gavi Karka, maybe in that situation they were permitted. I don't know, right? I don't know. Zach the Chazon Ish. But then he says, but no, the Raya that the Ran has on the Lashon HaGemara of Machazirin Afilu B'Shabbos, that line is understood by the Tosfos and the Rush, and by Rashi, Zok the Chazanish, differently than the Ran says it. Right? The Ran says, according to me, I understand, Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos means that even if the only thing you're doing on Shabbos is putting the pot back, because the pot was picked up from Erev Shabbos, still Chazar is Mutter, providing you have all these rules. But Tosfos, the Rush, and Rashi, they have a different pshat in Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos, right? Rashi says Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos means B'Yom HaShabbos, even Saturday during the day. This is in the Pachazar, not only on Friday night. And Tosfos and the Rush said that the Taich of Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos is to tell me that the Ikur in the Pachazorah is on Friday. But ultimately, what I see is the fact that they don't say the Chiddush of the Ran, that indicates that they don't hold like the Ran. Okay, so the Chazon Ish, Acharei Kechlos HaKol, Chazon is saying that Tosis and the Rosh is against the Ran. But not only is Tosis and the Rosh against the Ran, Rashi is also against the Ran. And the Chazon Ish is really not into the Ran, as we'll see in a few minutes. So far, so good? Oh. Let's assume that we don't paskin like the Ran. No? Remember, even the Ramah, who quotes the Ran, says Tov Lahachmir against the Ran. So Lididan, that we don't talk like the Ran, is there a Chumrah of Hachazara in a situation where the pot was removed on Erev Shabbos and you want to put it back on Shabbos? Is there a Chumrah of that case unto a case, or a Chumrah of that case over a case when the pot was removed on Shabbos? Remember, the fundamental idea of the Ran is that when you pick the pot up on Erev Shabbos and you want to put it back on Shabbos, it's more chamor and you need all the conditions of Hachazara. But if you pick the pot up on Shabbos and you want to put it back on Shabbos, you don't need the rules. We disagree with the Ran, right? That means we hold that the rules of Hachazara are necessary even if I pick up the pot on Shabbos and want to put it back on Shabbos. But Yesh Lachkar Lididan, according to us, is there a chumrah in a situation where the pot was removed on Erev Shabbos and want to put it back on Shabbos? Is that more chumrah Lididan? That's the question that we could ask. So the Shar HaTzion on the Mishnah Berurah and Os, the Shar HaTzion Os Mem Dalet, it's going on the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Nun Gimel, that Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos, Delo Teima Lo Yitzir Chachamem B'Shanato Ne'erev Shabbos U'Matzir Be'erev Shabbos, Somach L'Chashenka, Kamashon, that's Mutzul Lito L'Hatzir Afilu B'Shabbos Gufa. Even if I picked up the pot Erev Shabbos, I could put it down on Shabbos, V'Afilu Kama Pa'onem, meaning like the Rif says, Hachazai can be done many times. Comes on the Shar HaTzion Ois Mem Dalet, and the Shar HaTzion writes, Ve'ein Chilak, Bein Kishenotla Me'akirim Ra'od Yom, Bein B'Shabbos Gufa L'Day Yazu. According to this day, there's zero chiluk between whether you picked up the pot on Erev Shabbos or picked up the pot on Shabbos. Whenever you need conditions of Hachazara, you need conditions of Hachazara, and there's no difference even in what we'll call the Ran's case. When the pot was removed Erev Shabbos, still, Lididan will be makel to put it back with conditions of Hachazara. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah is telling me that there is zero distinction between the Ran's more chamor case and the less chamor case. Right? L'didan, we hold conditions of Hachazara help in all situations. So far, so good? Who disagrees with Rabbi Israel Meir Kagan? Rav Cook. Rabbi Pupko may or may not have been his last name. Yesh la'ayin, but who disagrees with him? Obviously, Rabbi Abraham Isaiah Karelitz, no? Shaya Kosover, that's referred to in Chaim Grada's novels, right? It disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish says as follows. By the way, listen to the way the Chazon Ish learned. It's unbelievable. First, the Chazon Ish wanted to say that many Rishonim are against the Ran. Right? That's what we had. Rashi, Tosis, and the Rosh are against the Ran because they understand Matzirin Afilu B'Shabbos different than the Ran. That shows that they disagree. That's Nekuda Rishona. And then, the Chazon Ish tainas that you really can't hold like the Ran at all. Because Talmud Bavli doesn't make a distinction between a case when this Chazon Ish I'm quoting now is in Os Ches, the last paragraph of Os Ches. Talmud Bavli doesn't make a distinction between if you no tell the Keder Miba Od Yom or not. Okay. But then the Chazon Ish writes, Lule Divri Haran, Yesh Lefarish Hada Amar Birushalmi, in a totally different way. Zuck the Chazon Ish, there might not be any Yerushalmi. You see, if it's a Machlokes Bavli in the Yerushalmi, Yesh la'ayin, how we paskin. Generally, we follow the Bava because it's considered Basra over the Yerushalmi, but we know that the Darach of the Rambam and others is to follow the Yerushalmi. And the Gra, by the way, throughout Sif Beis, keeps on being Mitzayin, and every Rambam, or every Mechaber who's calling the Rambam, it's like the Yerushalmi, which is the Darach of the Rambam. But here, turn to the Ran again. Let's read the Ran inside. Zak the Ran b'shem Yerushalmi, and we're going to read this Yerushalmi now the Chazanish's way. Okay? The Chazanish is saying that the Ran's pshat in Yerushalmi, the Hachazara in a situation where you pick the pot up on Erev Shabbos, you put it down on Shabbos, that's when you need the conditions. But if you pick it up on Shabbos, and you return on Shabbos, you don't need the conditions. Zak the Chazanish, the Ran misunderstood the Yerushalmi. Or we could learn the Yerushalmi differently. He writes as follows. Digarsin on Hasam. Right, we'll just learn the Yerushalmi inside. Not Romi Ba'odyaim, Machzi Romi Ba'odyom. You take the pot up on Shabbos, return it on Shabbos. Not Romi Shechashecha, Machzi Romi Shechashecha. You pick the pot up, Mibayam is Erev Shabbos, not Mishachashay. Pick it up on Shabbos, Machziro, Mishachashaycha. Not lo Mibayod Yom, Mikidesh, Olam Hayoim. Bitemiah. Not lo Mibayod Yom. This is like the Chazanish Masal in Yerushalmi. Not lo Mibayod Yom, Mikidesh, Olam Hayoim. Bitemiah. Is it possible that HaChazorah is ever going to be mutter if you pick the pot up on Erev Shabbos and you want to put it down on Shabbos? And that's a Tamiyah, Zak the Chazanish, and it's unanswered, and everybody knows that it's Mutzli B'Yerushalmi Shelo Saimo V'Ratzalomar B'Tamiyah Shema Af B'Zeh Mutter V'Adai Shelo. Meaning, the Chazanish is learning this Yerushalmi, like the Yerushalmi says, if you pick up the pot on Friday, put it back on Friday, there's one din. You pick it up on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos, there's another din. Or there's also a din. But you pick it up on Friday, you want to put it back on Shabbos, would anyone ever permit HaChazara? Heaven forfend! No one permits HaChazara in that situation. And then the Hemsheich HaYerushalmi of Reb Simon Bar Tadoi Bishim Reb Oshaya is speaking about regular dinim of HaChazara. You pick up the pot on Shabbos. You're putting it back on Shabbos. So it's going to be also the Tal Tilay, Mifyatini Achagabe Karka. We have a suffix about Tila Obi Yosef, etc. Right? The Chazanish is reading this Yerushalmi completely different than everybody else. No? The Chazanish is reading this Yerushalmi, then the Yerushalmi is asking, not like me, but oidyoim, machzira, v'kidesh, olam hayom. If you picked up the pot, Erev Shabbos, can you possibly be machzir? That means that for the Chazanish, there is no hector at all of HaChazara when it's not like me, but oidyoim, v'kidesh, olam hayom. And therefore, the Chazanish is arguing on that Shar HaTziyun Os Mem Dalet. The Shar HaTziyun says that if I pick up the pot Erev Shabbos, and I'm maintaining the conditions of HaChazara, I can put it back on Shabbos. And it's only the other night on HaChazara, the other night on HaChazara, Zot HaChazanish, no such thing. Because the Chazanish reads this Yerushalmi with a Bitamiya. And the Bitamiya, the Yerushalmi, means not lomi ba'odyom b'kiddush olam hayoyim. Are you going to tell me HaChazara is mutter? Of course not! HaChazara is asur. Because Zak v'chazayin ish, apparently, if I put a pot on the fire on Shabbos, das hasnish HaChazara. That is called Nesina L'Chatchila. And there is no hector for Nesina L'Chatchila, even if I was holding the pot beforehand. Right? We discussed the distinctions between HaChazara and Nesina L'Chatchila. Right? We had a Reb Kiva Eger, Dago Meravava, etc. The Chazanish is learning that the L'Didan, L'Halacha, right? The Yerushalmi doesn't even say it's like the Chazanish. And HaChazara, in a situation when the pot used to be on the fire on Friday and you want to put it back on Shabbos, that's not hachazara. That's nesin lechatzila. Usser, usser, usser. That's what emerges from the Chazon Ish. Wow. And them is fighting words. Right? So the Chazon Ish, I know this is a little bit technical, it involves reading it inside, but I think the Chazon Ish is arguing on the Mishnah Brura, and it comes in two different ways. You see, the Chazon Ish is not inclined to accept the Ran Ki Hu Zeh. Because the Chazon Ish says, Ran misunderstood the Yerushalmi, have a different pshat in Yerushalmi, we're not going to follow the Ran at all. No? That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. The Mishnah Brura, along the lines of the traditional poskim, the Ramah, etc., accepted the Ran at face value. No? They're not challenging that Yerushalmi. Once you accept that, the Mishnah Brura says, no distinction between what we would call Hachazar or what we would call Nesin L'Chatzchila. That is Shlav Rishon. Good? Lucha Ora, the Chazon Ish, is right within the Ran. Or, I don't know if he's right within the Ran, but there's a teeny bit of a raya. He's certainly not right within the Ran. The Ran is not saying the Chazon Ish. But in the Hemshech of the Ran, the Ran says, according to my Hesber, the Lashon HaGemara is Mavuar. Where the Gemara says, that L'divrei HaOmer Machazirin, Machazirin Afilo B'Shabbos. So says the Ran, that line makes perfect sense according to me, because the Chiddush is that even though you picked the pot up on Friday, you could be Machazir B'Shabbos with all these conditions, and that's what the Gemara means, L'divrei HaMachazirin, Machazirin Afilo B'Shabbos. Right? Even though all you're doing is hachazara b'Shabbos, a vada that's going to be mutter if you remove the pot on Shabbos and you put it back on Shabbos, but even all I'm doing is hachazara b'Shabbos, it still is mutter. That's what the Ran says.
With the tanoim.
Right? With the conditions, right? Absolutely. Oh. If the Mishnah Brura is correct, that even according to the cholkim on the Ran, you can permit a situation when machazirin is only done on Shabbos. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says that even l'didan, or even according to those who argue on the Ran, if you pick up the pot on Friday and you want to put it back on Shabbos, you may do so providing you meet the conditions of hachazara. So zakt, I saw this in the Punavitra Sefer on Shabbos, the Shalmei Yosef, the Punavitra Koyol, has on almost every Masechta now, they have a Sefer. I just brought it down from my office. I left by my mom from the Beis Medrash. So in the Shalmei Yosef, they make this point. I forgot, one of the Kollel guys, I forgot his name, makes this point. He says, one second, L'cha'ora, the Mishnah Brura, according to his reasoning, could say that there's a Chiddush in the Lashon HaGemara of Machazirin Afilu B'Shabbos, even according to those who disagree with the Ran. You don't have to be Mimerchak Tavi Lachmo and go so far like Tosfos says, or like the Rush says, that Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos tells you there's an Isser HaChazar on Erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon. I could say that the Lashon HaGemara of Machazirin Afilu B'Shabbos, right? That Lashon HaGemara is talking about this case where the Hachazara is on Shabbos, right? Which is what we would call the Sina Mitzchila is on Shabbos. Why don't we say that that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, according to the Mishnah Berurah? Say that the Chiddush of the Gemara, right? Again, the Gemara says, I'm not seeing the Afilu B'Shabbos, and everyone wants to know, what's the Afilu, what's the Chiddush? I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. That even though this case looks like it's the Sina Mitzchila, because you picked the pot up on Friday, and you're going to put it down on Shabbos, we're saying the same thing, still it's mutter! Right? According to the Mishnah Berurah, that should be the Chiddush. And the Ran says that only according to me that the conditions of Hachazara are mutter. That the conditions of Hachazara permit the case when the pot was removed on Erev Shabbos and put back on Shabbos. Only according to me that I understand Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. But l'chayre, according to the Mishnah Brura, even according to the Cholkim on the Ram, there's a chiddush in the Machzirin Afilu b'Shabbos. So, this is a little bit of a raya, says the, again, obviously the Panovich Rikola is going to defend every Chazanish. Right? The whole community was built by the Chazanish. Right? Until the Chazanish moved out to that part of Eretz Yisrael, the impact of the Chazanish on the Haredi world in Eretz Yisrael is unbelievable. And moving them out of Yerushalayim, having a community, right? The fact that when the Chazanish moved there, it was Meiridim. Right? He really, the town was built around him. Nachziri Nafilu B'Shabbos. So that's the next Ha'ara. You want some more? Okay, we can give a little bit more. Ready? Levin, what are you telling them?
Ready.
Okay. In Shulchan Aruch Se'if Hei, there is a case. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef, in the Dakim Moshe, that the minhag of people used to be that Shabbos morning they would take food and put it inside the tanner, they put it inside the oven. And everybody and their uncle jumps up and down and they spit wooden nickels and they say, what's going on? How can you do this? How can you take food and put it inside the oven on Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef in Se'if Hei writes, Le'inyan mashenol hagen b'k'tzas mekomis l'hachs yitav shal atol chatano b'Shabbos. Some say it's based on the Yerushalmi shekosav Haran. It's based on this Yerushalmi that the Ran quotes, that the conditions of hachazara are only necessary when the pot was removed Erev Shabbos and you're returning it on Shabbos. But if the pot was removed on Shabbos, you could put it back on no matter what. So Zuck the Beis Yosef, you can't use this Ran at all as a hefter, because the Ran would never permit hachazara latocho. What these Halagi Yidden did is they are actually putting the food inside the oven. And says the Beis Yosef, according to the Ran, you can't permit hachazara letocho, even if the food was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. Moreover, you can't permit once the food cooled down, and these people are putting cool food into the oven on Shabbos. Moreover, Zuck the Beis Yosef, you can't permit food, excuse me, you can't permit anything based on the Ran, because the Ran is against Tosis and the Rashba, like I said earlier, Tosis and the Rush, like I said earlier, so you can't rely on this Ran. So Beis Yosef has three reasons why the fact that what people are doing to put food into the oven on Shabbos is dead wrong. No? Don't tell me they're based on that Ran of Yerushalmi, because in Erishtens we don't hold that. Second of all, the Ran would never permit Latocho. Third of all, we'd never permit it when it cooled down.
What was the first one?
We don't paskin like the Ran, because it's against Tisus and the Rush. That's the Beis Yosef. Umihu, maybe you could find them a heter based on the Kolbo. The Kolbo said that our Tanurim, Chazara is permitted like it's permitted in the Kira, Grufa, Uketuma. And once we're talking about an oven that they cooked food in on Friday, but they took the food out before Shabbos, and it is Dafka not so hot anymore because they didn't heat anything up after they cooked their Pnadish. Apparently Pnadish is some sort of kugel or something.
It's a Spanish food, stuffed bread, stuffed
like doughy. Stuffed bread, it's a calzone.
I looked it up today, empanadas, so.
Okay, so they're cooking these calzones, these panadas, right, and they're putting them into the oven. So he says maybe the heter is, based on the kolbo, that since the oven isn't that hot anymore, it's going to be mutter. Now, when we say the oven is not that hot anymore, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi and the Shaar HaTzion over there comments that the oven is still Yad Soledes Bo. No? And the food could still get hot. So how can I be matir this based on the kolbo? So the Beis Yosef keeps on talking, and he thinks it's based on a different ran, where the ran says that the pnadas are going to be mutter because a pnadas butzik that's metugan b'shemen, and usually this type of butzik that's metugan b'shemen, you don't cook inside the oven. So it's not derech bishul in there, and it's dover mochiach, that your kavana is only sheyischameim, not labash. So you only want to warm the food up. You don't want to actually cook it. That's why these people permit it. But Zot the Beis Yosef, they're wrong. No? So again, there are Yidden who take food, put it inside the oven on Shabbos. What's the heter? Is it based on the ran? Beis Yosef says you can't rely on the ran. Based on the kolbo. The kolbo says that if it's only residual heat, you could put it in because it's not so hot, right? First of all, we don't understand. It's still Yad Soledes. How could it be butter? So he touches up a little bit. He says, maybe this food is not normally cooked over there, and therefore it's okay. Because apparently it's not Mechzik Mevashel in the situation where no one cooks that way. No one cooks a pnada inside the oven. So it's not Mechzik Mevashel. That's the heter. Now, you have to realize that what these people are doing is what we would call Nesina Lechatchila, not Hachazara. No? They're not doing Hachazara, they're doing Nesina Lechatchila, and nonetheless it is going to be permitted according to these people, but the Beis Yosef doesn't like it. The Darkei Moshe of the Ramah, both in Os Dalet of the Darkei Moshe and in Os Ches of the Darkei Moshe has a very different take on this situation. The Darkei Moshe seems to be saying that the Kolbo himself is based on the Ran, and the Ran that he means is our Ran. Our Ran, that the conditions of Hachazara are not necessary, the food was there on Shabbos, and they're only necessary if it was, right, removed on Erev Shabbos. In other words, the Beis Yosef is saying that the Kolbo is a different reason than the Ran. The Darkei Moshe seems to be saying that the Kolbo, who permits putting stuff into an oven with residual heat, is a continuation of the Ran. The Beis Yosef says that there's no heter l'toch hatanur. The Magen Avraham in Os Lamed Vav points out, and the Darkei Moshe said it also, that who says the Ran would not permit hachzara l'toch hatanur? Mehechatesi. Maybe, right? The Beis Yosef assumes it's a davar pasha. You can't permit hachzara l'toch hatanur. Comes along Magen Avraham Os Lamed Hey. Excuse me, Lamed Hey. He says, why not? Maybe you can permit it. Now, the idea of the kolbo, that this oven that has residual heat is mutter. So we ask Akasha, shouldn't it be Mechzik HaMevashel? So Rabbi Willig, in the Sefer Amordechai, in Simen Hei Os Beis, actually it's Simen Hei, the last paragraph of Os Aleph going into Os Beis, Rabbi Willig says as follows, we know that Akira Shehisikuha B'Kash U'B'Gvava, you're allowed to be Machzirin on, no? Now, what's the heter? Isn't there Mechzi Kimavashel? I understand, right? This is a kasha that we quoted from Rabbi Eider in a different sort of way, like a few days ago. But I understand that there's no Shema Yechate, Because kash and gevava doesn't create gacheles, but shouldn't there be mechzikim mevashel? So we said a shtikl tayra from Rutsi Pesach Frank, which I don't fully understand. There's only mechzikim mevashel, and there's also shemiyachate. Rabbi Willig wants to say a different nahalach. Zok Rabbi Willig, akira shehisikuha bekash ubegevava. The pshat is that the straw already burned down. So all you have is residual heat. It's not the derech ha'olam to cook with residual heat. And that's exactly what the kobol means. Right? The kobol says, if I fired up my oven on Friday and I took the food out before Shabbos, I'm allowed to put my food back inside that oven, letocho, on Shabbos. Why? It's residual heat. And there's no mechzikim mevashel on residual heat. No mechzikim mevashel. The raya of Rabbi Willig for that is a kira with kashu gevava. That there's no mechzikim mevashel on residual heat. Now, by the kira with kash and gevava, we're only permitting hachazara, no? The kobol is even permitting nesina lechatchila. So for that, you have to answer that we're relying on the ran. What we call nesina lechatchila, I put food on the oven directly on Shabbos, for the ran is lav davka nesina mitchila, because if the food was there already and you want to put it back, that's also called hachazara. That's not called nesina mitchila. So the heter of the kobo is connected to this ran, as Rabbi Willig. The only reason the kobo can allow, again, what I'm doing on Shabbos morning is I'm taking food, my pnadish, whatever it is, my calzone, and I'm putting it inside the oven. What's my heter? Is that nesina mitchila? And even if I want to prove from a kira with kash and gevava that it's not mechzikim mevashel, but when it's not mechzikim mevashel, I can be mekel on chazara. I can't be mekel on nesina mitchila. The answer is, says Rabbi Willig, the answer is that no, we learned the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe is saying that the kobo is an extension of the ran. And that means that according to the ran, this case, when I'm putting the food in the oven for the first time on Shabbos, is called HaChazara, providing the food is heated up Erev Shabbos. That's HaChazara. Any conditions for HaChazara. That's not the scene of Mitzvila. Oh, if it's HaChazara, we could be Mekol. That is the pshat in the Ramah in Se'if Hey. Right? Ramah in Se'if Hey is Mekel based on this kolbo, because the Ramah himself holds like the Ran. Now, part of this issue also is, the Ramah says not to hold like the Ran, really, but the Ramah, in line with traditional Ashkenazi psak, right, is very into Minhagim. Jews in Ashkenaz have always been very into their minhagim. No? The Ramah's very into minhagim. So the Ramah's saying, yeah, you really shouldn't rely on this ran. And he's not so crazy about the kobo either. But unlike the Beis Yosef, who says we don't pass him like this kobo, all those Jews are doing something wrong, right, when they put the food in the oven on Shabbos, the Ramah can't say that. It's a min kol yisro. Yidden are doing it. So I can't say they're doing something wrong. Elam, I'm going to stand on my head and I'll spit wooden nickels and I'll come up with the tzirif of this kobo, which is based on the ran, and even though I don't hold like it, but that's what Jews were relying on. That's what emerges from this sugya. Okay, so again, everyone should have a ksiva, ksima tova, a gukya ben shtyar, and the plan is like this. There is yeshiva on Wednesday at Tzom Gedalia, and yeshiva on Thursday. I don't know if I have the kochos to say shir on Wednesday. Like after Rosh Hashanah, I might not have the kochos. I'm hoping Rosh Hashanah will have shir on Thursday and on Monday. There is officially on the schedule that Monday is like this Torahthon, which means that shir is supposed to be like at 9:15 in the morning. With your permission, I'd like to say shir regular time rather than at 9:15 in the morning. it might create, actually, what time, we'll have to cheshbon now exactly what time we give shay, because I think mincha on Tzom Gedalia is earlier than it is on the regular day in Yeshiva, so we'll have to say shir at a different, we'll have to say shir maybe not at 1:30, maybe a slightly different time to finish in time for mincha, but I hope we'll have shir on Thursday in Yetz Hashem, and on Thursday at regular time, and on Monday at the slightly modified time. Okay, ksivach simetov, like the tiara.